Let's say it involved four cups of wine on my white sofa.
Have you ever seen four testicles lined up in a square?
The Shoebies did a Simmons this year. Excuse me.
I saw four testicles that looked like the Brady Bunch square.
Excuse me.
There was also a yud involved.
Give me a break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Pod, podcast. Let my podcast go. A happy, healthy Chag Sameach to everyone who's Jewish and to the non-Jews for your Easter Bunny.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Okay, for those of you, I am Rona Glickman.
And I am Beverly Ginsburg.
My best friend, Beverly Khan.
Well, a long time ago was Khan.
It was a long time ago. Is that funny? I keep bringing it. You know what? I never drop it.
Honestly.
I never drop it because to me, it's Khan.
But you know what? That's because that's how we got to know each other.
That's how I think of you.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Because when I see you,
Rona Levine,
I'm perpetually shocked by how much older you are than you are in my brain.
Excuse me?
In my brain, you'll always be little Rona running around with your little tush and in the naked and running around like on the beach.
Okay, no. So what you're saying is every time you see me, you have a fright how old I am?
Not an outward fright, an inward fright.
So you have a fright?
No, I'm shocked.
You don't express it.
All I say is when I look at you, I can't believe how much we've aged over the years.
But you don't see it in yourself?
No, well, I'm not looking at myself most of the time. I'm looking at you, unless I'm looking in a mirror, and then it is what it is. But if I look at you, where I'm looking, I'm paying attention, I'm listening, I'm looking, so here I'm looking.
Okay. In any event, it is the Passover week.
In case you're wondering why there's an echo, Rona is having some of her furniture cleaned.
That is true, and but I don't think there's an echo on here.
Yeah, there is.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, there is.
I don't think there is.
But I believe there is, because when I listen with my ears, I hear what I hear.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
All right.
You have ears. I have ears. Everybody has ears.
Yeah.
Rabbits have ears.
Yeah.
Dogs have ears. Babies have ears.
Yeah.
Although when you're a baby, when you're an embryo, it's like it forms like around a hole. There's a hole and then the flesh bubbles up around it. You remember from that?
As with most things, Beverly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. In any event.
So there's an echo because my fault.
I'm doing a little redecorating.
Well, that and there was a lot of cleanup.
Well, there was an incident. Should we get into it?
No, I don't want to necessarily make it an entire public.
Let's say it involved four cups of wine on my white sofa. Let's start there.
Well,
and I'll say white for the benefit of the audience, but I think we all know it's really a champagne.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a total neutral situation going on in my living room, which is fabulous.
May I say something about Passover this year?
Yeah, sure.
The food was gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you, Beverly. I did set a gorgeous table.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Well, we only had 12 this year, not including Elijah.
You know my Simmons?
So I used my mother's china.
You know my Simmons?
Fabulous.
It was good. You know why? Wasn't my Simmons. I bought it. I mixed in a little extra cinnamon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it? Shoebies?
Yeah.
A Shoebies did a Simmons this year?
Well, they don't call it Simmons. They call it carrot salad.
And then what'd you do with it?
Added a cinnamon and a raisin, put it in the oven.
Huh. You just didn't want to do any chopping?
You know, it's a lot of preparation for the Seder. And then, you know, I do the following night, so I have to set the table a week in advance.
You do leftovers then the following night.
But I still have to set the table, Ron, and you're not going to sit there
you
and
You did
eat,
set your table a week in advance because you went to see Rochelle in Arizona because she's on spring break, of course. Everyone's on spring break.
Yeah.
People don't know this about you. You can be very organized. You set your table. You left on, what, a Wednesday?
Yeah. I set my table that morning before I got on the plane.
And when you got back, did you have to dust off the plates?
I probably did, but I didn't. Did you notice?
I did not notice.
First of all, I am in a dust-free home, Rona. I'm in a dust-free home.
How are you in a dust-free
because
zone?
Because I know exactly where the dust in my house collects.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
Okay. You know what? We're getting off topic.
No. Have you ever
getting off topic.
My curio cabinet?
Yeah.
Always dusty. No matter how much I dust, it's dusty.
Yeah.
That's where the dust collects.
That's because there's no traffic around there.
Right. No, but exactly. In the center of the room where everybody's walking by, brushing the air, there was no dust collected. It was probably a little bit, but no one saw. So there you go.
Okay.
I was right, though. Yeah. I should not have preset the Seder plate. That was
You left it out the whole time?
You know, I wasn't thinking. I got up so early in the morning. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to set it up and pack. And everything.
Can we get back to what actually happened on the first night of Passover? Every year I have the first night of Passover at my place.
It was a modern Seder.
Gorgeous.
Modern
Seder. Gorgeous. Stunning table. I mean, a beautiful table.
Who was the other girl with Yadvina helping?
Oh, that's her friend. What's her name? Slavina or Slavitsa.
No, that's
or,
the country they're from, Ron.
No, it's like Slivovitz vodka. That's how I remember.
Right, right.
Yeah. Slavitsa or Slavitz. I can't remember.
I'll tell you right now.
All I know is I asked her a couple of questions about her ancestors, and she wasn't quick with answers. So I think she's from a village near Auschwitz. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what. I will say she's not a good-looking girl.
No. But she can clean like you can't believe. And you know what? You can't have all talents.
Listen.
She does have one.
She was probably a brain surgeon in her
Those
country.
Who don't look do.
Anyway.
You know. Probably a brain surgeon? I don't think so.
Honestly?
One of her eyes is at least an inch higher than the other.
Her behind was so big, it was helpful because while she was clearing the plates, she was polishing the windowsill behind her.
Okay. You know what? Is that a nice thing to say?
No, I'm saying it's...
I feel like you're trying to detract from what actually happened.
I can't understand
Passover.
What you're talking about.
Okay,
I don't know
let's
what
get
means.
Into it. You said you wanted to use this as a forum, Beverly, and you seem to be backing out of
I've
your...
I've changed my mind.
You seem to be backing
I've
out.
I've changed my mind.
Beverly
I wanted to, I
has
wanted.
A very... public apology she wants to make.
Yes.
We will set the scene and then we will explain to you what she's apologizing for.
Can I say two things technically?
You seem to be backing out because you seem to want to be talking about how you took a super shuttle to the airport at 2 o'clock in the morning to go see your daughter. Who cares? Who cares? You know? There's a bigger issue on the table here.
Before we get into this case, Your Honor,
yeah.
I'd like to state the obvious, which is that I don't want to
that
get
you
in,
owe an apology.
No, so. I just don't want to get in any more arguments over whether or not I'm the youngest person at the Seder and I should do the four questions or not.
You mean when we only have the girls?
Yeah.
There were no kids because all the kids were on spring break.
This is what I'm saying.
Jordan went to Cuba. How about that?
He went to Cuba?
Are you kidding? I never thought I'd hear from him again. He called me every day. We even Skyped a couple of times.
How's he allowed to go to Cuba, Rona?
They go through Cancun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know. You probably told him he was Canadian.
Regardless, I thought
he has taken. You should go on his Instagram. His photos are stunning. You're trying to say you're younger than I am? Is that what's going on?
No, what I'm saying is that.
Because you're not.
No, Rana.
Everyone
knows. Excuse me. I thought it was rude for everyone to look at me that way when I just started the four questions.
Oh, like you couldn't possibly be the youngest person at the table.
You know what? I don't want to get into math.
Beverly, it's a children's tradition. You understand?
Okay. Well,
it's
maybe
for children.
Either way, that was the tipping point. Okay. From there, I was not planning.
That's how
on,
it started.
I was not planning on.
I
having,
would say on the second cup of wine, that's when things started to get a little hazy.
Well, perhaps, but the spark got ignited when everyone at that table gave me a look like, "Who are you to goddamn do those goddamn four questions? You take your manish tonight."
I think you're rewriting history a little here.
No, I'm not. I'm
I think you're revising. So you're saying you got hot under the collar and that's what led to your behavior? Is that what you're saying?
What I am saying is that we are in this country right now, in addition to the Jody Arias, are dealing with...
Is that still going on?
Yeah, of course. Closing arguments next week. I think it's begun to cross-examination on the expert witness for the defense who's a domestic violence expert. She looks like a giant lesbian. Speaking of the other matter that is of importance in this country.
Okay.
G-A-Y-M-A-R-R-Y-G-E. Marrying. Gays marrying. In this country.
G-A-Y.
Dona.
Yeah. DOMA,
Defense of Marriage Act,
okay?
Is going on right now.
Yeah, in the Supreme Court.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's a big discussion. And so you and I agreed because we knew everything. This would be an open Seder.
It was very appropriate for Passover because what we're talking about here is we're talking about certain civil rights, okay?
Right.
We're
freedom.
Talking about freedom.
Freedom.
We're talking about the freedom to pursue the sort of lifestyle that you want to pursue. We're talking about the fact that if I work with someone and he's married and he happens to be married to a guy and not a girl, that he deserves the same benefits I deserve.
We're talking about
the definition of marriage.
A rod and a staff and knocking them against a giant rock to get magic.
The Ten Commandments?
No.
What are you talking about?
The rod and the staff in the movie.
Yeah.
When he bangs it on the rock, tries to get water to come out.
Yeah.
It's very phallus.
Okay, but a rod and a staff are the same thing, Beverly.
Right. What about the Red Sea parting like something and then other people going through it?
Okay.
Like either legs or if you're a man, from behind.
Well, Beverly, you were talking about lesbians a minute ago.
But I'm,
it right seems now to be a very direct correlation between
gays.
A Red Sea and lesbians.
Right, because of the menstrual cycle.
Correct.
But I'm also talking about what the imagery conjures. It conjures a lot of homosexual imagery.
Okay, why don't we get back to what happened?
Okay.
You know what?
First of all,
you
I
want to talk about
it. Yes, I do.
I'm just going to tell people what happened, and then you can explain it. And then you can explain it. Because this is getting a little muddied here. This is getting a little muddied.
Thou shalt not expound.
Beverly Ginsburg decided that it would be appropriate after her fourth cup of wine. Now, wait a minute. You insisted that I invite Judy Perlow this year.
Not just Judy Perlow. What about Ellis? What about Fran?
Well, Ellis and Fran, I didn't have as much of a problem with, because as far as I knew, Ellis and Fran, though I expected them to show up in a hiking boot or a shoe you can wear in a river or an action
pant or
whatever.
They're the lesbians from the Spirit of 76 bookstore. That's where they work.
Yes.
And they have that lovely little boy they adopted from Cambodia. God knows how long
ago. He's right on that. He's about 7 and a half. He's right on the borderline.
17 and a half, Ron. Do you know how much time has passed? He's in college now. They didn't have anywhere to go for the
17
holiday.
And a half.
He's an older child, Ron. They needed somewhere to go for the holiday. Why do you think I invited
him? Are you
the
telling
theater?
Me that guy, that kid that's booking, stacking the bookshelves in the back is their son?
Yeah, it's not great. He's got a...
I thought he was like a total Maddox Jolie.
What's that condition on his face?
Cystic acne.
It's not good. And on an Asian person, it really stands out.
Oh, that is horrible.
And I mean, he really was
a cute
baby.
Why didn't they get him on some Accutane?
Because they don't believe it.
Why didn't you tell me this before the Passover Seder?
They're all organic.
I would have had my brother write a prescription.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't here for the Seder. Okay? They didn't have anywhere to go,
I'm
and they're not Jewish anyway.
He would have written the prescription for them to take home in Phil.
Anyway.
Okay?
I met them because
a kid that
I was,
looks like that deserves a chance.
I wanted
you to, understand?
That's where I go to get
and
a nice
cystic
thank
acne,
you.
You're not going to get a chance.
Yeah.
Okay? He's had a lot of opportunities come his way. He was like a boat person or whatever he was.
No, he was 5 and a half, I think, when they got him, yeah.
And in any event, they can clear that up.
Anyway.
And any parent that would be so cruel as to not give their child that chance if they can afford it. Is that child abuse?
In honor of lesbians.
And I hope everyone hears that.
We invited Fran and Ellis from the Spirit of the 76 bookstore to come without the Cambodian child.
Besides the point,
anyway,
Beverly.
Isn't it funny her name is Ellis? It's not a real name. That's her old.
What sort of a name is Ellis?
It's her last name. It's a last name.
It's a family name?
But it wasn't feminine. It was too, or her first name was too feminine. It was Angelique or something. So she didn't
she
want
to. She went from Angelique to Ellis? Well, she couldn't just go to Angie?
That's better than Scotch.
Ange.
Stapling a penis on her instead. I mean, what do you expect from her? She's a lesbian.
Okay. You know what? You're still deflecting.
They
her.
Were correct.
You're deflecting
guests.
And deferring.
They were
okay? You insisted I have Judy Perlow. Anyone who is a listener of this podcast or a friend of mine knows that Judy Perlow and I, I'm very friendly to her. I see her not at Whole Foods, I can assure you.
No,
if I see her at the Star Market with her coupons flowing out of her cart or dragging her rollaway behind her,
I'm always
very civil. How are you, Judy? Nice to see you. Nice to see you out of the house, whatever it is that I say.
May I say something?
Yeah.
May I intrude?
But everyone knows ever since she left that greasy wheel stain all over my carpet that she has not been welcome in my home.
Well, that, and it's a good thing she's not technologically sound, Rana, because otherwise she would hear some of the terrible things that you have said about her in the past. And I feel...
Well, I'm hoping she hears this one because it was my understanding you were using this as a forum to apologize to Judy.
Well, I was hoping that I would apologize on it and then the word would get back to her because she doesn't have an iPod.
What people don't know about Judy Perlow is that she has a lovely husband. He's very creative. He's very musical. His name's Irving Perlow. They've been married, 32 years? Something like that?
Long time. Never
Long
children.
Time.
Never had any children.
Irving, if you can believe
They're
it.
They're together because they want to be together. They want to be together.
Well, they were together, Beverly. Yeah. They were together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because why?
Because we were talking about Donna. And we were talking about the Supreme Court and the rights and how some people are saying marriage is between a man and a woman, which it is unless it's between a man and a man or a woman and a woman.
We were actually discussing DOMA. We were discussing the sort of legality of the thing and this,
Proposition
the soundness of the issue. And Beverly thought this would be a great time to tell Irving, to tell Judy, rather.
Route 114.
That Irving, who, by the way, is a piano tuner.
Listen, you know what? You can laugh all you want. He laughs to the bank, Rana. you name another piano tuner on the North Shore
yeah.
or the South Shore
yeah.
or any shore.
So he's the last living piano tuner in
the world. He does organs too, Rana. Organs.
Yeah, which well, apparently he does more than one
Got kind. Got a harpsichord?
More than one kind
Do
of organ.
Do you have a harpsichord?
According to
what about
you, Beverly.
What about an auto harp?
Why don't you tell everyone what you told everyone at the Seder?
I said, God damn, everyone, these gays need what we need. And if I can stand up and say it, then you can stand up and say it. And you.
Gays are our friends. Gays are our neighbors. Gays are the people we pass in the supermarket. In some cases, they're our husbands.
That's right.
Aren't they, Judy?
Yes.
Aren't they, Judy?
Judy. And then Irv got very red in the face.
Entire place went silent.
Right. 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 Well, if
not. Because it's been sort of an open secret that Irving has been gay.
Right. Right.
I mean, everyone but Judy knows.
He's a vocal coach, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, apparently, Beverly,
yeah.
what? Last week you were where?
Where?
The synagogue.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, I went down to past the gift shop because I want to.
Why don't you tell everyone what you said to Judy?
At the Seder?
Yeah.
I said what
the
you
The story you told in front of everyone at the Seder.
I said, why don't we all come clean? Why don't we come clean and wash our souls
as
with the water
washing our hands,
of
yeah.
the Red River?
Yeah.
And I said, maybe, Irving, if you don't want to tell Judy and everyone else where you are putting your mezuzah.
I mean, you thought you were practically, you know, Margaret Mead or Joan of Arc or something.
Okay, I don't know the first one, but I can tell you that Joan of Arc would have
you
done
said,
what I did.
I'll speak for you, Irving.
She was going to be
I'll
true.
I'll speak for you.
I'll speak for you. I said, my name is Irving and I'm a gay and I like to do it with men sometimes. And sometimes I do it with the cantor, that nice young new cantor who came from California, who works at Temple Sherat Hayam, who I knew was gay. Actually, I thought was a woman with a very short haircut, is not, is just a gay man, is openly gay. Is
Which is very unfair to Judy because she basically looks like a lesbian. So it's very unfair that he should choose a man that looks like a gay woman, and not a woman that looks like a gay woman. I mean, I find that unfair to Judy.
Irregardless, Rana.
But I've told her to grow her hair
How
for at least
was I
20
saying
years.
Something that she didn't know?
I don't think you had to be as graphic as you were, Beverly. I don't think you had to tell everyone at the table that you walked in on her husband tuning the young cantor's piano. Wink, wink.
Okay. Do you want to
I think four cups of wine in, I think perhaps you'd lost some discretion.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't
know. If it was only four cups.
I don't know how they got there. Okay. I don't know how they got to the place in the room where they got. But what I saw, if my two eyes, I can't unsee. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever seen what I saw from my angle in the room, okay, was a giant flesh-colored what looked like some sort of alien spaceship landing on an alien land, okay, full of hair that was the trees.
What, did you just go see Argo or something?
No, what are you talking about, Argo? What I saw, have you ever seen four testicles lined up in a square?
What do you mean by a square?
Okay, there's testicles.
I can imagine what you're talking about.
And then
about.
There's two testicles on top of it, okay? Basically, what I walked in on...
They would have had to have been standing first of
nope.
all.
Nope.
But if
nope.
they were laying down, the testicles could go anywhere,
okay,
Beverly.
Okay, let me explain.
Unless they had them in some kind of a device.
I'm going to explain to you right now.
Think about gravity.
Excuse me. It could have
Make
been a
sure
device.
Make sure you're telling an accurate story.
There was also a yud involved. It was very sacrilegious.
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, you're making this
No,
up
I'm
now.
Not. They were behind the ark.
You're
I'm trying to
they
tell
were
you
using
behind
the yad. I don't believe this for a second.
Well, that also is, listen, it's a little finger on the end. Are you kidding? That's you think no woman has ever used a yad?
Okay.
Anyway,
right.
I come in and here's one of them is sprawled, nude, spread eagle, but flat on their stomach. So there's the buttocks in the air and there's a sackage.
A dangling. Participle.
Correct. But on top of him, even more spread eagle, okay, with he's entered him, okay, or he's laid his...
This is a little graphic. For
right
me,
on his...
This is a little... You know what?
Behind.
I'm sorry I asked.
There's two... I saw four testicles that looked like the Brady Bunch square. You understand?
Okay.
And the Brady head. So imagine just Cindy, Carol, Ann B. Davis, and one of the boys. And they're all in a little blue square, but they're all testicles.
But Alice was in the middle.
Yeah, but
she
you
was
needed
on the bottom
middle.
Row.
How
the
many
middle?
Were in the Brady Bunch altogether? Nine?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I cordon off four spots.
Okay.
She's there.
Which four?
Well, who was in the upper left? And who was in the middle?
I believe it went...
Oh, Marsha, Carol, Ann B. Davis, and Jan.
Okay.
Although, you know what? Let's go to the other side because neither of them are blonde. They're all very dark, those boys. And okay. So there was hair, testicles. Okay. I know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
Well, why should you have to apologize?
Why should I suffer alone? Okay. Which is why I brought it up to begin with. This is a holiday about freeing yourself from burdens. Okay.
What were you suffering from?
The image of the goddamn sexual.
So you just thought, you know what, Judy? Here's a little something to spice up an otherwise not so interesting evening.
No, I was freeing everyone.
You ruined her marriage. Should we talk about that?
Well,
she went home and broke two of his pianos. Okay? She took a sledgehammer to two of his pianos.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
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 His father was a piano player in one of the camps.
Yeah.
That's how they survived.
I think he's in New Hampshire now.
They were those sort of Yiddish musicians, minstrels, if you will. Yeah. It was them and the dwarves that put on the little act.
Yeah.
And that was his father.
Okay.
Who taught him how to be a piano tuner.
You know something?
That was his father's piano.
What would you have done?
You were the catalyst for that. What would I have done? What everyone else in this town has done, Beverly. Turned the other cheek. Everyone knows that Irving's gay. Excuse me. In fairness, and I'm not defending you, but in fairness, you marry a man who spent the first 10 years of his career on Broadway arranging music, working with this one and that one and Marie's Crisis and wherever else he was in Greenwich Village when they do the karaoke when they can't make any bread.
Yeah.
And then he moved up here to, I believe, go to Berkeley for graduate school. Right. Met Judy, who at that time was a librarian, which probably gave her a lot of comfort because she was surrounded by stacks and stacks of old paper at all times.
He never had any children.
Never had children. Thank God they didn't have children. Yeah. She might have left it under a stack of rabbits or whatever she has in that house. She's a complete hoarder.
Yeah.
Maybe she's, who knows? Maybe she's one of those people who has fetuses in a laundry basket in her closet. I have no idea. That was a horrible thing to say, but it could be true. In any event, it would have been fair to surmise on Judy's part that perhaps Irving, who wears a cravat and is no stranger to a neck scarf in the middle of summer and had been a piano tuner and had been a piano accompanist on Broadway.
That is sexualist.
Might lean in a certain direction.
But, Ronna, you're missing...
Which you're telling me is over the back of the young cantor. Is that right?
No. None of it.
None of what?
None of this, everything you've said. I can't... You didn't get to the crux of the jib.
What's the crux of the jib, Beverly?
The crux of the jib is that when I close my eyes at night, ever since that day, I don't just see four testicles bobbing around.
You're acting like that's the first time you ever saw four testicles, first of all.
I wasn't prepared for it, Ronna. You understand the difference? And I'm tired. Now I'm just
Now you're too old to see four testicles.
We've gotten to a point where it's not something, if I ask for it, if I pay for it, if I'm, you know, videotape, whatever. But
Google it.
Yeah. All I can say is that Judy Pirillo, I apologize for saying what everyone knows. And the reality is that we are about to embark on a journey in our country where everyone can do and be who they want without shame, without embarrassment, without humiliation, and the rights of the public, of the white, straight man will now be for everyone. And we can marry who we want and be who with we want to be, and we can be free to put our testicles with any other testicles we want, shop at Target. Amen.
So you were just using it to illustrate the kind of freedom that we should all enjoy. That was the point.
Ultimately.
It all went through the fermented grape machine and came out a little different. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, that's what I'm told. It's very fuzzy when I try to, you know, recreate it.
So is it still fuzzy for you that after everything went into a tizzy, that you went screaming into my living room, clutching Elijah's glass of wine, I wouldn't mind, which was at least your fifth, and spilt it all over my sofa? Does that sound familiar?
So what you're saying is that I should use this form to apologize to you as well?
Well, you're not just, I don't care whether you apologize or not, you're paying for the cleaning service.
Rana.
Which, by the way, you could practically buy a new sofa for the amount.
Rana Marlene Glickman.
Rana Marlene.
I would like.
What am I, a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I would like to apologize from the bottom of my heart. I wish only the kind of magic cleaning solution.
The solution is the check in your purse that you're going to take out of your bag.
Yeah.
And you're going to just sign the bottom.
Right.
And I'll fill in the amount.
Normally,
once I know how much it is.
Normally I would. I don't have my checkbook with me, so I
cannot. Don't believe you for a minute.
Nope, I don't
have
it.
And I'm not in the mood to wrestle with
you. I ran out of checks.
I find that impossible to believe.
And so I don't have it with me.
Because you're the only person at the grocery store who makes everyone wait while you fill out a check.
Yeah, I also don't have my credit card. I have nothing. I mean, I was mugged on the way over. And so, and also I walked, so I don't have anything in my car, so I can't imagine.
Why don't you just give me your car keys?
No.
I'll just take your car.
No, that you can't because it has there's a problem with the clutch, and I'm the only one.
I'm sure that we could use your car as collateral.
No,
to figure this out.
No.
Yeah.
I just feel terrible about the whole thing. I am sorry. Very sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make it up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No. Just next year in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Next year in Jerusalem.
We can hope. What about Barack's trip to Jerusalem? What'd you think of that?
Please. I can't. He shouldn't be allowed in that country.
Why?
Why
shouldn't he be allowed?
Why shouldn't he be allowed in that country?
Yeah.
I have to explain that to you?
Yeah.
Barack Hussein.
Okay.
Obama. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I thought it was very fitting that he went right before Passover because everyone's in a very forgiving mood around that time.
That's not Yom Kippur. Ooh, now who's mixing everything
That's
up?
That's not what I'm saying, Beverly. I'm saying that everybody's starting to think a little bit about slavery and a little bit what it really means to imprison other people.
Whenever I look at him, I think about slavery.
Okay. You know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
Is that appropriate?
What?
Okay. Genug. Genug.
We live in a country full of people, gay and regular, black and regular, Mexican and regular.
Have you been keeping Passover, Beverly?
Of course not. I'm too old for that. You only do it when you're a child.
Yeah. I thought you kept Passover except for the Cadbury mini eggs
I do.
No. Yeah.
I gave
That's
it up.
What I do.
I'm an
absolutely strict kosher keeper, kosher for Passover.
Yeah.
I clean all the cabinets.
They don't do it in Israel.
Yeah.
They don't do it in Israel.
And what do you mean they don't do it?
They don't do it in Israel.
Of course they do.
No, in Israel they don't.
What?
In Israel they don't do
You're
it.
Right
they only
of
do
mind.
One night of Rosh Hashanah, one Seder, and then nobody keeps kosher.
One night of Rosh Hashanah?
They don't do it in Israel.
One night of Rosh Hashanah?
I do what Israel does.
One night of Rosh Hashanah?
In our country, we have everything. We have animals and regular people. We have criminals and regulars. You understand?
Cadbury mini egg is absolutely my weakness. And I'm not talking about a mini cream egg. I'm talking about a mini egg.
One nation under God.
With the crispy shell.
Invisible.
Fabulous.
With lightness and
indivisible.
With death.
Indivisible.
You could never.
Indivisible.
Divide us, though ye may try. God bless America.
Okay.
Gays get their love.
We will be back next week.
And beside
now, for those of you who listen to the podcast,
and
it's very exciting for you. We're going to have three in a row. We've been getting a lot of complaints lately from people that wish that we had more podcasts.
To the mountains.
Next week, we're doing a live
and the ocean
podcast where you can see us podcasting instead of just listening to us. So Earwolf and something
and
called VPN will be hosting that.
God.
So look out for that. That's on the 4th
America,
of April.
Whether or not.
And then we'll be back with our regular podcast after that.
Gay.
Happy Passover.
Gay.
Happy Easter to those to whom it applies.
Down with Donna.
Happy vernal equinox, I believe. It is spring.
Bum, bum, bum,
is that
bum,
right, vernal? Yeah, I believe bum, that's the bum, vernal equinox, bum, not the summer.
Bum, 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 bum.
And we will be back with you next week.
Testicles.
Thank you to Michael Costantini.
Testicles.
Thank you to John Ross Bowie.
I can't stop.
Thank you to Noel Ebizon.
Seeing them.
And thank you to the people at Earwolf.
Not to leave out women. They should do what they want.
And may we just say that both of us for once agree. Absolutely, we do not support the Defense of Marriage Act.
No.
We do support gay marriage, civil partnership, whatever you want to do. We believe that everyone in this country deserves the inalienable right, Beverly. Is that what we were talking about before? To be married and to pursue happiness in their own way.
Honestly, I just like a good party.
Well, that's a gay wedding.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf's dead.